welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Harvard playing Toluga.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
Boy, howdy.
Good luck getting me in a bath.
Well, the fucking superseding god apparently sucked you in, so.
Yeah. We'll see where that goes.
Well, I was like,
well, the ocean world.
I think it was, I was kind of like realizing like Toluga hasn't had any like fish centric adventures in a bit. So I thought we were due. But yeah, that was a wild one. Great job killing my little cultists in like one round before anyone got to
fuck
go.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
It's our base now.
I always forget you can shoot through so many people at once. It's so stupid.
Well,
it's
the amazing. Shotgun shell got caught in the first guy.
Yeah. Well, it was the it was honestly the
use unseen servant
flare thing is what killed me. Yeah. That stupid lightning. That
well, he told me they were low, and then I rolled max damage finally on it.
Really killed a lot of cultists in one fell swoop.
I've been really, really enjoying Toluga's like spiraling arc.
It's so amazing.
Oh, me too. I love being insane.
He is fucking off the deep end. It's so funny.
I hate being responsible.
It's Harut's default is to be insane guy.
Yeah,
I've been sitting on that mug for 50 episodes.
I know.
Don't care.
That was heartbreaking. It's like, no, the mug didn't even work. Man, he's really tense.
I thought that was going to get him.
Yeah.
A mug over, I trust Borf. Why would you?
No one ever said they trusted Borf.
You didn't trust me when I explained things. And you're like, but Borf is a cool guy.
You love
don't
little freaks.
Don't look at me like that. You totally, that's exactly what you and Rich did.
Because you love little freaks. And who's a little freakier than Borf?
Borf. I do miss Borf.
We spot promoted him so he could hang out with you. And you killed him with mayonnaise.
First of all, that's not even true. That mayonnaise doesn't kill bugs.
Well, we found that's, it's fine.
It
does in this
Borfs.
World.
Yeah.
You got a fucking Borfs. Egg allergy or something?
Yeah. He's been down there for a long time. He picked up an egg allergy. These things happen. I really enjoyed the sphincter in the room.
Why'd you have to do that?
Because I brought it
you
up.
You didn't have to.
I know, but once he said it, I did. It felt
it's
like I did.
Disgusting, disgusting.
I love how you were like, finger.
Well, it said finger butthole. Can I not?
I know. That was a trap for you.
The Death Temple, they don't waste. All right. They use every part of the animal in their flesh room.
Yeah.
Why, they
why
have a
is
giant
there a flesh
sphincter?
Room? That's what I don't get.
It's part of the animal. I imagine there's a couple of nipples in there, fingernails, toenails.
Gross.
Eyelids, lashes.
Whatever.
Now I got canals. A very nicely performed brown note on a recording.
I really don't like that.
That's going to be a real problem for you later.
Sure is. Don't love it. Yeah, you guys were off the rails on that one. That was another one of those like nice beefy roleplay episodes.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, we're at 90 minutes. That was
well,
like
how
a long one.
What was it? Like 30 minutes was just me being reluctant and trying to escape at every turn.
Yep.
I love how you were like, all right, bleeps, I'll go do it. Never mind.
You try to escape so many times.
Fucking, I would have had it if
how
Reggie's
spell slots
eyes.
Does Reggie have left?
He used two vortex warps.
He used 2 second level spell slots, so he's got a good amount left.
He's going to take a fucking nap on my back later.
Yeah, speaking of which, I'm going to give my boy here a long rest. I'm trying. I was not expecting you to go to Lorenz, but it made perfect sense, like, thinking about it now.
I'm surprised you didn't offer
I don't know why I thought Lorenz had
oh, no, see, I'm
standing.
Saving that for later for something else.
Lorenz is kind of like the number two to this demi-lich.
Okay.
But it's like there's no opportunity for promotion because it's like an immortal skull. So
you can't move.
I love how Lorenz has a fucking access to demands. And all he wants is a tour of the fucking Death Temple.
My
and Theo just
thing-
played it so perfect where he's like, we're going to give this idiot the room, but he didn't ask.
Because later that's what I'm going to use the room.
That's
going
to be the sweetener.
Yeah, exactly. Like the whole idea was. Okay, he said, I have demands, and then he made one demand, and I was like, that's it? Like, that? And then his second demand, I don't want it to blow back on me if it fails. Okay?
Yeah, the, like, the no kidding demand.
No take backsies.
It's like, okay. And then the third was, I want a tour of your cool temple. Okay, like...
Yeah, I was on the spot and I was like, what would he want? He's also he's like ambitious, but he's such a small thinker.
Yeah, he didn't even ask for bones.
I know.
the thing he loves, that we destroyed.
He wants a tour of the Death Temple, which is, in theory, swarming with bones.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, I mean, I was expecting multiple demands.
And there was just the quest one. This
a list, some might say.
I need you to go into this cave and get me whatever.
I like how Lorenz Nixon has an enemies list.
I thought it'd be funny if he just had a list of other wizards that had bullied or slighted him in the past.
I'm glad I called that guy.
Exactly. Honestly, Lorenz does kind of have Buscemi energy, so yeah. It makes perfect sense. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else happened in that one. Yeah, it was funny because I was looking, like, doing some edits, and I was like, damn, I described way too many cultists. They have to do one more stupid fight just to
clear them out,
just to put that to rest.
In typical fashion, I went before my son.
Yeah.
All this whole time, everything I rolled, so I was like, two more. Fuck you.
You're holding me down is what was happening.
I have a question. We have Dozer watching the thing.
Yep.
Yarno's probably going to set up shop in there.
Yeah, Yarno's on his way to see if he can...
Yarno bounces around.
He bounces around. He's got
this is going to be our new base of operations. I mean, we have a sweet death temple.
Yeah.
We can not use it.
Yeah, now it's like cleared out of, you know,
yeah.
Freaks.
And theoretically, it's still filled to the brim with gold.
Yeah.
We have a war chest now.
Yeah.
How is that going to affect our life?
Yeah, I mean, it would take a bit to count it, but you're assuming at least a couple thousand gold in that vault.
That's gonna go a long way.
Not my responsibility right now.
No, I'm gonna go put it all in the bag of holding and ask Cobbler to count it.
That's fun. He would love a project like that.
I know.
I just, we'll see if he eats any of it, but it'll be fine.
He comes out, he's a full golden golem. No more gold is left in.
As long as he leaves at least half of it, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You could tell him, eat half.
One for us, one for you. One for us, one for you.
He can eat the silver pieces. Put a nice sheen on him.
No, we need a sturdier metal.
Platinum. Wait, those are worth a lot. No.
Gold would be bad too, because gold's massive.
I forget how many platinum is a gold. I think it's like a lot.
It's like 100.
Yeah, maybe. No,
how many gold's a platinum, right? Because platinum's next.
I think
it's gold, platinum, and then whatever they...
There's like Electrium.
Yeah, that's the biggest one, I think.
I think Hank has like 15 platinum.
Yeah.
He's rich as fuck.
How much gold?
Is it 1,000 gold for a platinum?
I love how I blew this lady's mind at the spa.
Thank you.
And then took it as an opportunity.
Oh, platinum's only 10 gold, so it's not that much.
Oh, really?
Maybe he has 150 of them then, because he's got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, like you guys got into the spa, and then I assumed you'd be like, okay, Tallulah finally is going to get a me day for himself. But the idea of Reggie and Glebnor dragging Tallulah.
See, that's why I was
forcing relaxation.
That's why I kept trying to escape, because they were there. If they weren't, I might have just gone.
Yeah, then, you would have just gone.
I liked how.
Nah, he would have went looking for drugs.
I mean, obviously, like in D&D, it's one of those things where, like, you obviously know that you found, like, Yerg's weird offspring, but it is very funny in the moment to look at a picture, make a wild assumption, sort of, and be like, are you an orphan? Just totally, like, throw this little woman's world into
Reggie's
a
Reggie's in charge of it, Michonne.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on Reggie, I guess. Yeah,
she's not an orphan. She has a dad who's alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly crazy.
Yeah, I remember we made that joke, and I wrote in my note, like, draconic sorcerer Kuotoa. Just like put it somewhere in the world. And then I think the reason I put it here was I thought it'd be a good way to calm Tallulah down. It did not do that.
No. I use it as a way to escape. It only enraged him more.
Yeah.
And convert someone.
Yeah.
Is she converted?
I mean, no. She's.
I had the plow pad and I spoke to her directly.
Yeah, well, she's still a full-blown believer in the old gods. You know. A lot of the Kuotoa still do worship Blipdolpult.
For now.
But yeah, she...
Can I get like the next domain name over and it just links to Bleebly?
Yeah. Yeah, if you spell Blipdolpult wrong, which you definitely will.
Which most Kuotoa will.
Yeah.
It takes you to
Bleebly.com.
Everything redirects.
Yeah, and then I was trying to figure out, like, which school of magic would a spa be in? I figured transmutation's all about changing one thing to another. So Like changing your energy.
So wait, what did she cast on me to like calm me down?
It was calm emotions.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was weird.
I was originally, it was going to be, I thought that it was a wisdom saving throw, but it's actually charisma saving throw for that one.
She could have just commanded him. Calm.
Yeah, but she's like, you know, she works at a spa. She's all about like, you know, customer satisfaction.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, most customers don't like writhe around.
You need to be forced to relax.
Make an insane fish head and then scream in your mind. But that was a lot. That was a whole lot.
Well, I like the...
What is her name?
I like playing dead in the water.
So her name is Juana.
Juana.
I was looking up...
Juana Relax?
Yeah, there you go. It's her last name, Relax. Want to chill out?
No.
Yeah, I looked up... I was like trying to find like dragonfish. And there's black dragonfish, which are like undersea monstrosities that look fucking horrifying. But a red dragonfish, well, let me make sure I get the name right. It's called an arowana. If you ever got anyone at home wants to look that bad boy up. Beautiful fish. Apparently they're like very, very expensive. But yeah, arowana dragonfish.
Yeah, I love just playing dead. See if I can fool them.
Like, huh? I honestly thought that was going to work for a second. Too. I was like, oh, man, he's going to get out by playing dead.
I grew up in a Kuwatawa household.
No, I know, but I thought it was. I thought that he was going to do a deception
check.
But
you're dumb, just
like me. And yeah.
True. Not that dumb, because I know I can hold my breath for a very long time, which I assume is because my dad's a Kuwatawa.
Yeah, that's it. Not from your space slime origins.
No. Never.
But yeah, I thought it would just be fun to kind of... I like that you guys split up a little bit. I always kind of like when there's like two different things happening.
I was going to phone up Phaedra because I'm like, all right, I'll be alone. I'll just get everything done and they won't know.
You could have did it from the steam room if you just relaxed.
Well, you guys were there and I didn't want to do it anymore.
We were trying to leave. You kept trying to escape.
I tried to escape because I felt like I was being escorted to prison.
Yeah. A lot of prisons have, you know, steam baths and facials and fucking...
A lot of prisons also have people escorting them places.
Theo's going to come back and just be like, what the fuck happened?
I know.
Total chaos. Yeah, so I guess, yeah, it won't take you very long to get over the transportation school. It's kind of, you just kind of head down a few streets, take another elevator.
I got to get Lorenz to give me a sending stone so I have a way to communicate with him.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're like in his tower, so that would be easy enough. But that'll probably be next episode. You can meet up with the gang and try to help Glebnor figure out what the hell's happening to Taluga, since he is on a one-way ticket to the Plane of Water.
I don't know. I was going to try and see if I can meld with that orb or something. I don't know.
What orb? The glowy orb you have?
Yeah, maybe it enhances my light. Maybe I stick it in my forehead. Who knows?
He turns into Mean Gene, becomes an anglerfish.
Oh, you dangled on your head? Oh, we could do something with that. That'd be fun. I'll think of something. I like that.
I mean, I got Dave-O working on my hat of disguise or whatever.
I did finish the homebrew for that.
Is it just a hat? It just grows and shrinks?
No, I came up with something way dumber.
Oh, hell yeah.
I want it to be a weapon, so... I mean, I can just tell you now, because it's great. So
it's going to be grafted to me, isn't it?
No, so it's...
Oh, thank God.
It's like it's over a 10-foot tall hat. So it's a 10-foot tall Pope hat, but then it has like a bowler hat rim around the end.
No, cowboy hat.
Or cowboy hat from the Irina's hat.
So when he puts it on, he's 14 feet?
Yeah, so part of it is that he will be uncomfortable standing in a room that is 10 feet like or shorter. You'll have to kind of crouch because the hat will be like too tall.
Can it collapse?
It has a range of 20 feet, which is just you putting your head down because then it'll be 20 foot straight. And it's going to have like a spiky fist on a spring that shoots out of it to punch people. And it has charges on it where you can bash people with it. I did put a caveat on it because it's so stupid that if you roll a nat 1 on the attack, it will explode. And that's it.
The hat
is just gone forever.
Yeah, it's gone forever. If you get a nat 1 with that stupid hat, it just blows up. Super cartoon logic here. That's what we're working with. So I'm working on that. I don't know when you guys will get back over to the Fire Temple. Next time you do, though, that's ready for you.
I get if I wasn't runes? Being escorted, I would have hit the fire temple up.
What, for drugs?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We do also have, we found out that my boy Taluga's having a bit of the shakes after trying some of that sweet, sweet wild magic.
He's got Borf under his skin.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you ever bring up that name in front of me. Fuck Borf. Fuck that guy.
I really don't give a shit that he's dead.
No one does. We brought him because we thought Taluga would love him.
No, it's less of that and more of like, oh, Borf's here. And then I say something important, like, yeah, but I don't trust you.
When
and then
say
Borf
that?
Says something. Oh, oh, yeah, Borf, here, take my fingernails.
I think he's fabricating things.
No, I mean, I did question.
Both of you question.
I said, I don't remember exactly what I said, but question it was more Borf. Along the lines of.
Want a clarification.
How was it? You said, I've never lied to you. And I said, I don't actually know that. Because if you've lied and I believed you, I wouldn't know you lied.
Which is fair.
But I wouldn't lie to you.
But again, it logically, I can trust you and believe that. However, it's not you saying that doesn't necessarily mean
it's a
true fact.
Juxtaposition of you guys loving Borf.
And when did I say doubting me? When did I doubt you?
In that moment.
What did Glebnor say directly?
You, in as Glebnor, you did say, you said Bleebly has a point. In
so you both doubted me.
I backed up my god.
I
should have stuck with your dad.
Like going back over it, I was like, oh, it actually kind of makes sense that there was this weird doubt thing. Because right before that, Theo talked to the Prince of the Red Waste. Yep. He was basically like, don't trust anyone. Everyone's using you. You're a pawn.
Yeah.
And that it like led into you being like, hold on, I gotta like actually think about what the hell we're doing in this city.
Yep.
There's a lot going on here.
Also, you were high.
I was on Adderall. If anything, I was more laser focused than anybody.
He was locked in.
As the kids say.
As the kids say.
He's higher than a Georgia pine and he's giving us shit.
Yeah, I am. Mr. Graffitied in someone else's church.
You're welcome. Krizik was here.
I haven't forgotten about that either.
I'm waiting for him to, like, die.
Oh, my God.
Not, like, permanent death, but, like, go unconscious because a bolt of lightning or some shit just strikes him out of the sky.
It's whack.
Like a tree. Every time he walks by a tree,
it just
like
slaps him.
Yeah. Gets hit in the back of the head by a branch or some shit.
Fucking Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Whip crab apples at me.
A leaf falls by and just like paper cuts him.
Just razor leaf from the wind.
Yeah. Perfect.
I don't think there's any of this is going to happen.
Every time there's like a completely
flat. Do you
think
Ryan's not going to put in razor leaf?
You think Ryan's not going to punish you for graffitiing some other god's church?
I mean, he should definitely have Krizik punished by Corella. That's for sure.
The god saw you do it.
I don't know. Should have used my fucking masquerade tattoo beforehand, apparently.
Yeah, you should have.
Look like a stupid goat, man.
I was like really, I was picturing this as being like, this would be a relaxing religious spa experience.
No, God, no.
And it just turned into like a fucked up baptism. Like, so wild. Yeah. So, I mean, we're going to have a little more spa fun next session.
Is it going to be fun?
I'll be the judge of that.
I got some things planned. Be fine. Fine.
I'm going to get over there and Taluga's going to be down a drain.
Basically.
Yes.
Sucked into a
what the
holy
fuck
vortex.
Taluga go down the hole.
All right, Mark, get us out of here.
As always, people, thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Please spread the word. Tell your friends. Should we make pamphlets? Do you guys want pamphlets? Let us know. Keychain pamphlets?
We need a merch store.
Merch. What do you guys think? I got wet with daddy at the spa t-shirts?
No. Hard veto.
No. Disgusting.
All right, well then, never mind. We'll think of something. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.